He'd been coming over to Scotland on the North Great Circle, flying an ordinary battle plane, making good time, and just as he reached the northern tip of Scotland, right there on his view screen and visual as well, he had seen the biggest, most enormous craft he ever hoped to see. For a moment, he thought he was running into it and would crash right then. There it was on his screens and through his windshield. But bang! He hit it. But it wasn't there.
Not there?
Asked Johnny. Well, that was exactly it. He'd run into a solid object that wasn't there. Right in the sky, mind you. Big as all the sky, but not there. Here, he had the screen pictures in this pack. Oh, here they were. Johnny looked at it. It was a sphere with a ring around it. Nothing like any ship he had ever heard of. And it looked huge. In fact, at the corner, the Orkney Islands were visible. It looked like it reached from mid-Scotland to the Orkneys. The next consecutive picture showed it enveloping the battle plane, taking the shot, and the third one showed it was gone.
The ship that wasn't there,
said Stormalong.
Light,
said Johnny, suddenly recalling some man theories.
This thing could have been going faster than light. It left its image behind. That's a guess, you know, but I read that they thought that things that went faster than light could look as big as the whole universe. It's in some texts on nuclear physics we had. I didn't understand most of it.
Well, that just could be. Because the old woman said it wasn't that big.
The old woman? Well, it's like this. When he had gotten over his scare, he had backtracked his screen recorders. He hadn't noticed it in approaching Scotland. You know how it is, you get groggy on a long flight, not alert. And he hadn't had much sleep lately, cadets being what they were, slow to graduate when desperately needed by the overloaded pilots. The backtrack of the screens showed this little trace coming up from a farm west of Kinlochbervie. You know, on the northwest coast of Scotland. That little place? Well, he cranked down his speed and went into that spot, expecting maybe the place had been raided or shot up. But there was just a burned spot in the rocks. A farm raises mostly rocks around there. And he didn't see any other damage or hostile force, so he landed near the house. An old woman came out, all fluttery about two callers from the sky in one day when she didn't usually see anybody for months on end. And he was made to sit down and have some yarb tea, and she showed him this new, shiny pocket knife.
A pocket knife?
Said Johnny. This ordinarily very quiet Norwegian Scot was taking his time about getting down to it. Well, yes. They'd seen some in ruined cities, remember? They folded in on themselves. Only this one was shiny as could be. Yes, I am getting on with it. So anyway, according to what the old woman told him, there she was, combing her dog that often got burrs in him, and it almost startled her witless. Standing right behind her was a small, gray man. And right behind him was a big gray sphere with a ring around it, parked right where the cow was usually staked out. Like to have frightened her silly daft, she said. There hadn't been a sound, maybe only a bit of wind.